This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, February 2nd. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. New CDFW director. Dry January leaves sober outlook. And bill to boost small winemakers. Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed Megan Hertel as the new director of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, a move aimed at steering the agency through ongoing conservation challenges. Hertel currently serves as the Deputy Secretary of Biodiversity and Habitat at the California Natural Resources Agency, previously held senior roles at Audubon, California, and the Resources Legacy Fund. Hertel's appointment came after Chuck Bonham, the state's longest-serving CDFW director, departed after more than a decade leading the agency to take a new role with the Nature Conservancy. Hertel will face mounting challenges over conflicts with bears, mountain lions, wolves, and other predators. CDFW is also fostering new conservation and biodiversity initiatives as the state grapples with a budget deficit that is likely to deepen, according to legislative analysts. With a new governor taking office in less than a year, her term and impact could be severely limited as well. While at Audubon in 2019, Hertel teamed up with then-California Attorney General Xavier Becerra to sue the first Trump administration over its endangered species rule. Well, a prolonged dry January has reversed much of California's early season snowpack progress, according to the Department of Water Resources officials on Friday. It raises water supply concerns as the state enters the heart of the winter accumulation period. During its latest manual snow survey at Phillips Station, DWR measured just 8 inches of snow water equivalent and 23 inches of snow depth, or 46% of average for late January. Statewide, snow water content now stands at about 59% of average for this date and just 36% of the April 1 average, down sharply from early January when statewide snowpack was nearly 90% of normal for the date. DWR hydrologists noted that the snowpack declined in parts of the Sierra over the past 3 weeks, an unusual pattern for January when the snowpack typically builds. Regional disparities remain pronounced, with the southern Sierra outperforming the central and northern regions due to higher elevations that captured more snow from warm storms earlier this winter. The northern Sierra, by contrast, is lagging at just 27% of the April 1 average. Despite above-average precipitation statewide for the water year, much of it fell as rain rather than snow, boosting short-term runoff but limiting natural snow storage. Climate outlooks point to warmer-than-average temperatures and below-average precipitation through early spring, leaving February and March as critical months for potential recovery. State Senator John Laird of Santa Cruz has filed SB 917 that to expand opportunities for small California wineries to sell wine and offer tastings at certified farmers markets. The bill aims to modernize provisions governing permits and help family-scale producers connect directly with consumers. Under current law, only wineries producing exclusively estate-grown wine are allowed to sell and conduct tastings at farmers' markets, effectively excluding many small and boutique producers that source grapes from other California growers. SB 917 would remove that restriction and allow non-estate wineries to participate, while also giving farmers and market operators the authority to decide how many permit holders to allow. Laird's office noted that California's wine industry is facing significant economic challenges, with small wineries closing and growers leaving fruit on the vine. Supporters, including the Family Winemakers of California and the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, say the bill will promote direct-to-consumer sales, support local business, and strengthen regional economies. Guatemala and the U.S. have signed a trade pact to reduce trade barriers, with Guatemala agreeing to similar ag provisions as other smaller economies. Guatemala, which imported $1.8 billion in U.S. ag products in 2024, will protect the widespread use of certain meat and cheese names targeted by geographic indicators and recognize U.S. regulatory oversight and certificates. The deal also includes language that commits Guatemala to pursue science and risk-based sanitary and phytosanitary measures, as other trading partners have indicated. The deal inked with El Salvador last week contained similar provisions. A Canadian appeals court is allowing Canada to proceed with a ban on single-use plastics, and that could have repercussions for U.S. ag exports that use plastic packaging. Canada's ruling Liberal Party wants to reach zero plastic waste by 2030, but an effort to ban single-use plastic items has been tied up in the courts after a federal judge ruled the government had overreached. But three appeals court justices sided with government last week and agreed that plastic is toxic to humans and restricting its use is within the federal government's powers. U.S. produce exporters have been watching the case, Canada's broader push to cut down plastic waste, with interest. Fresh berries and pre-made salads, quote, really wouldn't exist without the type of packaging that they have, Tracy Chow, Federal Government Affairs Director at Western Growers, tells AgriPulse. Canada is, quote, a key market for us that we want to have discussions with and continue on this. While Canadian policymakers started, quote, from a very aggressive stance on plastic, Chow says the produce industry has engaged officials well enough to get them to try to look at a less aggressive way. Well, here's today's final word. The chilling effects would be substantial, delivering a devastating blow to California's innovation economy and resulting in a sharp increase in litigation and consumer prices. That a statement from the California Chamber of Commerce. Cal Chamber says the state is rushing a set of proposed changes to its antitrust law without evidence of a real problem, and that they rely on vague standards and would presume common business practices are illegal. It argues the California Law Revision Commission's proposal would ultimately make the state less attractive to businesses and entrepreneurs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, February 2nd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.